My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, doing very well. And, you know, just buttoning up everything for the year 2011, looking forward to 2012. And this is kind of the time of year where everybody looks back at what happened in the last year and the big events and all the people who passed away. And if you look at the list, there's a lot of pretty horrific people that finally dropped off this year, most of them not on their own volition.
Like, yeah, they were not exactly voluntary leavers, were they? You know? Bin Laden, I think, would maybe like to have dropped dead from natural causes, but didn't quite get that luxury.
Didn't happen that way with them or Al-Awlaki or Gaddafi, but one who left us, but apparently did so under natural causes, a Capitol Steps favorite, Kim Jong-il of North Korea.
Ah, yes, Kim Jong-il. Well, he finally can drop that ill part from his name. Now he's just Kim Jong-dead, I guess.
So there you go. Well, the Capitol Steps, I know, have no great sentiment specifically for Kim Jong-il, but you do have sentiment for a song now that probably has to be rotated out a little bit more than usual, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and you know, the problem is we're sitting on about 5 crates of oversized novelty sunglasses that we had planned to use throughout the years for Kim Jong-il, and now we're hoping his son is going to pick up that trend, you know.
Yeah, the son's too young to have bad eyesight, so hopefully.
That's true. But you know, the U.S. never quite saw eye to eye with Kim Jong-il, of course, because he was 3 feet tall. So.
Well, without any further ado, here's one of the Capitol Steps classics. How do you solve a problem like Korea?
Who is the guy who rants and raves?
Who likes to make a scene?
He's like a little bulldog.
A Korean Howard Dean!
And if we weren't so scared of him, we'd even say he's mean.
Although he threatens Seoul, he hasn't got one.
We think you know who might just fit the bill.
Presenting Kim Jong-il.
How do you solve a problem like Korea? Why don't you stop my nuclear display? Do you not fear my dangerous ideas?
If you had oil, we'd invade today.
Oh, lately you haven't looked so very healthy. Though you assure us just how well you feel.
I know that it might look to you like Weekend at Bernie's too.
Who's your successor?
Tell us what's the deal.
Oh, I think that soon the leader of Korea will be my son, George W. Jong-il.
Mark, and one of my favorite things is when you stop there right as he comes on and the crowd erupts. You have to explain one more time why they're so fond of that moment.
Yeah, we have a little, we have a little fake wall. Let's say a stone wall that has like a little body, puppet body hanging over it as our guy walks out. And it always gets a huge laugh. And, of course, they're wearing their hands or their arms, I guess I should say, are actually the legs of the outfit. So they're swinging their legs around and they're wearing shoes on them. And occasionally we have a couple really short women in our cast that get to play him occasionally just on their own. There's also something very funny about a 4'9" woman coming out with that big shock of hair and the glasses and the little jumpsuit.
Oh, so this is a special moment in the history of the Capitol Steps to watch that one go, but I'm sure you're not sorry to see him go.
That's tough. You know, we've done that song for a good long while because he's been around, but you're right. We are not sorry to see him leave.
Well, we'll see who else you might be able to usher out in 2012 that would not be mourned by too many people around the world. He certainly won't be. Mark, have a wonderful new year. We'll talk to you again early in 2012.
Sounds great. Election year.
Yeah, more fun than we can even hope for.
Happy New Year to
you. Happy New Year to you. Mark Eaton of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.